A Jewish Journal article. Mandalorian star dropped for her Holocaust comparison post. Lucasfilm announced on February 10 that they will be parting ways with actress Gina Carano after she had shared a post making a comparison to the Holocaust. According to Deadline, Carano shared a TikTok post in her Instagram, stating, "Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?" A spokesperson Lucasfilm announced in a statement, "Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future." Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. United Talent Agency also announced that they would no longer be representing the actress. The StopAntisemitism.org tweeted that Carano's social media post was wrong and that Disney is using her to set an example for people to stop using Jews as tokens to prove their political points. In subsequent tweets, they argued that it was hypocritical for Disney to fire her but not Pedro Pascal, the star of The Mandalorian, as Pascal compared the treatment of migrant children at the border in 2019 to a Nazi concentration camp. Stop Antisemitism also noted that the photo Pascal used was actually a 2010 photo of Palestinian children at a soup kitchen. Former New York Democratic Assemblyman Dov Hyken, who also heads the Americans Against Antisemitism watchdog, also tweeted, "Holocaust, Nazi comparisons are almost always ignorant trivializations regardless of political affiliation. No one should lose their job for doing so. If it's a fireable offense, fire all, not selectively." The Forward's culture reporter PJ Grisar, on the other hand, argued that The Mandalorian, the popular Star Wars show on Disney Plus, is centered around survivors of genocide that weren't political in nature, showing the flimsiness of Carano's comparison. The Nazis turning people against their Jewish neighbors is well documented and has been acknowledged by every serious historian on the Holocaust, Grisar wrote. The Nazis rounded up way more than thousands of Jews. One wonders what Carano's been reading and how it's been edited. If we're being generous, she could have just meant in Germany. Being Jewish is in no way equivalent to one's chosen political ideology, particularly when that ideology, as in Carano's case, spreads lies about the 2020 election, belittles mask mandates, approves of anti-Black Lives Matter posts and is just generally hateful. It is not yet known who will replace Carano on The Mandalorian.